Good morning. Today's daf is daf pei tes. So we are in the middle of the sugya where Moshe Rabbeinu is busy explaining to the malachim why the Torah is fit for man and not for the malachim. So in this conversation, on the very top of pei tes amun aleph, as he's going through many different mitzvahs and averos and explaining how it's not shaykh to them, so we'll take it from the very top line. The Gemara says, Avodas Gilulim, he says to the Malachim, do you guys live amongst other nations where Avodah Zarah is a relevant mitzvah, an isser for you to potentially violate? And Shuv Maksib Bein, furthermore, what does it say in the Torah? Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kachua, it talks about Shabbos. Klumatim Osim Malacha She'atem Tzuichim Shvus, do you guys do Malach in the first place, whereby you need to rest from anything? On this point, the Reb Tzadok just points out that the reason why Malachim are not Shaykh to Shabbos is because Shabbos is always about distinctions, about Bein Or L'Choshech, Bein Yisrael L'Amim. Only those who work could really appreciate Shvus, could really appreciate Shabbos. But those who are always in a state of rest, like Malachim, cannot appreciate Shabbos. So Shabbos isn't Shaykh to Malachim either. And then Moshe Rabbeinu goes further, Shuv Maksube, what does it say further? Lo Sisa. And a person should not mention Hashem's name, shouldn't swear to Hashem's name. Masa Matan Yesh Beinechem, do you guys have business dealings that you need to be concerned of making averos and deals with people? And Shuv Maksube, what does it say further? Kabeid Esavicha Vesimecha, honor your parents. Av Ve'em Yesh Lachem, do you have parents? The Shuv Maksube, what does it say further in the Torah? Lo sirtzach, lo sinach, lo signum, not to murder, not to violate adultery, not to steal. Kino yesh beinem, do you guys have jealousy that these are concerns? Yetzahara yesh beinechem, do you have a yetzahara amongst you? So before this is interesting, Rabbi Kivayeg on the side of Gilyan Ashas, on the aspect of kina, so clearly Malachim don't have kina, and the Rabbi Kivayeg refers to a Rashi in the beginning of the Torah, in Bereishis, Paragalf, Pasuk Chavav, where it says that Moshe Beinu, rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu, consulted with Malachim about the creation of man, because since Malachim and Adam have the same dmus, same image of Tzel Melekim, he had to consult with the Malachim, otherwise they would be jealous. So Rabbi Kivayeg just points to this Rashi, and it seems like for the Gemara in Shabbos Peites that they do not have jealousy amongst the Malachim, but the Rashi says they do have jealousy. So the Taz, on his Perish Al Torah, gives two suggestions. One, he quotes from the Re'eim, that there are many different types of malachim. Some malachim do have jealousy, other malachim do not have jealousy. The Taz himself explains that no, malachim don't have jealousy amongst each other. The Gemara here in Peites is talking about amongst each other, there's no jealousy. So murder and stealing is not of relevance. But amongst the other types of beings, about human beings, there malachim would have a jealousy. That's interesting because beyond that, I would just say on my own that lo sinaf isn't shaykh because I imagine malachim don't get married to each other. Lo sirtzach, malachim, I imagine, can't murder each other. Lo signov, they have no property of which to steal. But either way, the Gemara says that these are not shaykh at all to the to malachim, and therefore the Torah wasn't given to them. So the Gemara says further now, after this response of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says that Miyad hodu lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so immediately the Malachim agreed, they admitted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's not Roi for us the Torah. Shenemar Hashem Odoneinu Ma'adir Shimcha Aretz, and it talks about Hashem's greatness is going to be Ba'aretz. Ve'ilu, with respect to Tanah Hodcha al Shemaim lo Ksiv, it doesn't discuss HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hod in Shemaim, meaning they agreed that the Torah should be given down Ba'aretz. Miyan Kalechad V'yachad Nasa Lo Oheva, immediately every one of the angels became a dear friend of Moshe Rabbeinu, Umasa Lo Davar, and handed him over something. Shenemar, it says, Alisa Lamarom, that Moshe Rabbeinu, you ascended above, Shavisi Shevi Lakachta, you took that which was held in captivity, Matanos Ba'adam, and great gifts because of men. Bishar Shikarucha Adam Lakachta Matanos, because the Malachim had called you Adam, you took gifts. Af Mahamavis Master, so they gave some form of a gift. And if you look at Rashi, Rashi says that what does it mean they called him Adam? So Rashi says two lines down, Ba'adam and Bishar. Shecharfucha, they had disgraced you. Bikaracha Adam, being called Adam is disgraceful, it's insulting. Notes me Adama, you created from dirt, from nothing. The Malachim are from Malachim Sharis, created from above. You, Moshe, you're Adam, you're created from Adama, and therefore Lashon Shiflis. But because they disgraced you, they wanted to pay you back in turn, and therefore you got all these wonderful gifts. And not only that, even the Malchamavis, says the Gemara, Af Malchamavis, Masulo Davar, he handed you something. Shenemar, it says, Vayitin es Ktaris, Vayichaper Alam. He handed you the Ktaris, and although the Ktaris normally is that which kills. It was something that is served to protect the nation during Bishas Magefa. V'omer, as it says, V'yamod ben ha-mesim ben ha-chayim, that you stood amongst the living and the dead. And Ilav Damarle Mihabiyada, had Mahamah has not taught you this secret that the Ktaris has the ability to bring life, you would not have known this. So you were given great gifts in return for being called an other. Okay. So the Mabit actually points out, interestingly, the Mabit writes that certainly Malachim understood that the Torah was given for man. And all these things, as we mentioned, Lo Sinaf, Lo Signaf, Lo Sirtach, Kabri Sevich, Vizimecha, don't apply to Malachim. Of course they knew that. But their whole Taina, he explains, the Mabit's Taina was the deeper parts of Torah, the Pnimius of the Torah. All the deeper aspects that Mitzvos and Torah Mitzvos are able to attain, that they felt was reserved for Malachim and not for Adam. And the response of the Mabit, along with Rabbi Yitzchak, Isaac Chaver, was that Moshe said back to the Malachim, if you don't have any shaykhus to the chitzonius, to the gashmis, to the physicality of mitzvahs, then you can't have shaykhus to the pnimius. They go hand in hand. You can't have just the pnimius without the chitzonius. And once Moshe Rabbeinu proved that the chitzonius are only shaykh to man, mimela, even the pnimius are only shaykh to man. Chassam Sofer adds, we see from here that man could reach the heights of Malachim. Malachim claimed that it was theirs. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, it's ours. But once we see that the man was given the Torah and mitzvahs, they can now attain incredible heights close to that of the Malachim. Back inside the Gemara now, the Gemara continues on discussing different statements in the name of Rabbi Shubin Levi now. The Amar Rabbi Shubin Levi, B'shah Sheyarad, the moment that Yarad Moshe, Milfnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he came in front of Moshe Beinu, in front of Hashem rather, Bas Satan, V'Amar Lefanam, the Satan came and said, Ribono Shalom, Torah Heichanu, where exactly is this Torah? What happened to the Torah? Please tell us where we're looking for, where to go? So, Amar Allah Hashem says to them, Nisati al Aretz, I gave it already to man, to back to earth. Halach Eitzel Eretz. So the Sata went down to Eretz, to the ground. Amar Allah, Torah Heichanu, where's the Torah? Amar Allah, the ground responded back, the earth responded back, Elo Kim Hevin Darka. Kadosh Baruch Hu understands, and he knows where it is. Halach Eitzel Yam, he went to the water. Amar Allah, Ein Imadi, they said, don't look at me, it's not with us. Halach Eitzel Tahom, he went to the depths. Amar Allah, Ein Bi, it's not within me. Shedemar, to whom Amar lo bi, he, v'yam Amar eini imadi. They all said that the Torah is not with us. So then, avadon umaves, amru bazenu shamanu shima. So the Satan went to the place of destruction, the place of Gehenim, to hear what happened. And Chazar v'amar l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after not being able to find it. Ribono sholom, chipasti b'chol ha'aretz v'lo matasi. I looked all over the place. I looked in the ground, I looked in the waters, I looked in the depths, I looked in Gehenim. I can't find the Torah. So Amar Lo, Hashem says to the Satan, Lech Eitzel ben Amram, go to the child of Amram. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu that's referring to. Halach Eitzel Moshe goes to Moshe Rabbeinu, Amar Lo, Torah Shinasun Lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heichanu. The Torah that was given to you, that Hashem gave to you, where is it? Amar Lo, V'chima Ani Shinasun Li HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah. Who am I that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the Torah? Why are you looking at me? Why do you think I was given the Torah? Amar Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe B'dayata, you're a liar. What do you mean? Now you're claiming you don't have the Torah? You know I gave you the Torah. So Amar Lefano Ribono Shel Olam Chamud Gnuzi Yesh Lecha Shata Mishasheh Baba Kol Hayom. You have something very, very, very special, a treasure that you have that you enjoy that we learn every single day. Ani Achzik Tovah La'atzmi. I'm going to take credit that Hashem gave it to me. This is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the most precious present in the entire world, and I'm going to admit that it was given to me. So Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Hol Miatzta Atzmecha. Since you have lessened yourself, you have made yourself humble, Tikari al Shimcha is going to be called your Torah, Shinemar Zichur Torah Moshe Avdi Vigomer, that the Torah is referred to the Torah of Moshe. Because even though I gave it to you, you still took any credit that was given to you because you were trying to be humble. Amar Bishubin Levi says further, we see interestingly also, by the way, that the Satan was not aware of what took place. All the Malachim knew what was going on, except for the Satan. The Satan was not there. So if you just look at the top Tosis for a second, Torah Heichanu, Vim Tomer Tosis asked, V'chi Satan lo haya yodeya, Matan Torah? The Satan didn't know where it was? Didn't every Malach, didn't the entire world know where it was? V'yei Shlomer says, Tosis, the Arminim B'medjish, the Medjish teaches us that Lefanova, Yelech Davar Shetardu HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'malachim Abbas, B'shas Matan Torah, Shlomi Katrig, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu had distracted the Satan while the Torah was being given. Lomar Uma Shatita Lachto Lasof Arbam Yom Be'egla Atanosin Lama Torah. that Akash Baruch was concerned that if the Satan was available, he was doing nothing, just watching the Torah, he would have claimed to Akash Baruch Hu, you're going to give the Torah to a nation, then 40 days from now are going to violate the Chet Egel and disobey you and be disloyal? Are you going to allow that? So Kadosh Baruch Hu had to keep him distracted. So that's why when the Sultan came back from whatever he was doing, he's like, where did the Torah go? And that's why he's busy searching for it. And so the Gemara now says further that Amar Rabbi Shuba Levi, another statement regarding Matan Torah that Rabbi Shuba Levi teaches us, is that B'shoah She'ol Moshe L'marom, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, Matzah L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Shayakoshe K'sarim L'Otzios. He found that Moshe, that Kadosh Baruch was tying a crown on top of the letters, the tagin, the little tagin that the Gemara Menachos says Rabbi Kiva was darshening. And Amar Lo, Moshe, Ein Shalom Beircha, is there no greetings amongst the place where you live? Meaning Hashem is busy working. Moshe Rabbeinu comes into the room, if you will, and Hashem says, why don't you say hello? I'm your Rebbe. So I'm even just as a cordial. Amar Lefanav, Klum Yesh Evet Shenosin Shalom Rabbo. Moshe says, is it appropriate that an Eved, a slave, says hello to the Rebbe? That's inappropriate. That's not respectful. Amalo, so Hashem says, Hayal Lecha Lezreini, you should help me out a little bit and help tie some of these letters, these crowns. Miyad Amalo, Moshe says to him, V'ata yigdal nakoach Hashem kasher dibarta. And now, he says, the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be great, like you have spoken. So either way, we see if something really interestingly, they point out in the Halacha, that you point out that an Eved should not greet a Rebbe. So there's actually 2 days brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah when it comes to greeting a Rebbe. Should a person greet a Rebbe? Is that considered appropriate or not? So I spoke about this on today's All Daf in Practice. But the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Kavod HaRav that the person should not give the normal greeting to Rebbe. Rather, he should kind of bend his head down a little bit and say, Shalom Aleichem Mori V'Rabbi, and say it in a very respectful way. And the Ramah brings a Yesh Omrim that a person should not greet them at all based on this sugya here in Maseches Shabbos. So the Yehud the Yalla, one of the great Talmidim in the Chassam Sofer, raises the question, well, if you should not treat your Rebbe like just a regular acquaintance and friend, so perhaps he was raised the question, perhaps a person should not fulfill the mitzvah of a shalach manos, because it says the pasuk ish l're'eyu, to a friend, to an equal, and certainly a Rebbe isn't an equal. So according to the Yesh Omrim, that one does not greet a Rebbe at all, you should just be there quiet and humble, so perhaps one should not send a shalach manos. And he goes back and forth, and at the end of the day he concludes that the only violation of greeting a Rebbe is in the presence of the Rebbe. When a person is turned around, when you're not facing the Rebbe, one would be allowed to. That was what Kadosh Baruch Hu's claim to Moshe. Because Moshe wasn't facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was turned around. He couldn't face HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem was turned around. So when you're not facing, Hashem says you're supposed to say Shalom to your Rebbe. So since the mitzvah Shalach Manos is sending from a distance, you send him through Shlichus, it's Shalom Afanova, he felt that would be permitted. Okay, the Gemara now says, Vayter, another statement of Rabbi Shuba Levi, V'amar Rabbi Shuba Levi, Mai Dechsev, what's the pasuk mean when it says, Vayar, Am Kivoshesh Moshe? And the people saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was delayed. He wasn't coming down when he was expected to. And they got all very nervous. Atuki Voshesh, don't view it as the word Voshesh, Ella Baoshesh, that the coming 6 days have, Vashesh, 6 days have come and gone. B'shah she'ala Moshe l'marim, the moment Hashem, rather Moshe Rabbeinu, went up to Shemayim, so Amr Lem L'Yisrael, he says to Klai, so, L'sof arbam yom b'tchilas sheish aniva. I'll come back, don't worry, I'll be back in 40 days, at the beginning of the sixth hour, I'll be back. So, L'sof arbam yom, 40 days have passed, v'satan v'irbev es olam, the satan came and tricked everyone, and Amr Lem Lehen, and satan says to the Moshe, Rabcham hechanu, where's your Rebbe? Where's Moshe Rabbeinu? Amrullah, they said, Allah Lamarm, he went up to Shemayim, he went up to learn with the Kaddish Baruch Hu to receive the Torah. So Amr Lem Bo Sheish, so 6 hours have already passed. And he didn't still come, Velo Shkichu Allah, and they didn't pay attention to him. So Mace, so the Satan said he died. Velo Hishkichu Allah, they still didn't pay attention. Hirulahan Dumus Mitaso, then he showed, the Satan showed the image of a Kaddish, of Moshe Rabbeinu lying down dead on the bed. Behind the Amin Leila Aaron, that's what they said to Aaron, Kizem Moshe Ish, this is Aisha, this is Moshe. They saw the image of Moshe Rabbeinu dead, and that's what the Satan did to cause the whole Cheda Egel. So Amr Le Hahumi Rabban Le Rav Kana, certain Tamil Chacham said to Rav Kana, Mishmilach Mai Harsinai. Did you hear what does it mean Harsinai? Why was it called Harsinai? So Amr Le, so Rav Kana responded back, that Har Shinasu Bo Nisim Liso, this is a mountain of Nisim. So Lashon of Sinai is a different order, but Sinai and Nisim are the same letters, Nisi and Sinai, and therefore is a mountain that experienced a number of miracles. And which miracle is it referring to? So some explains it's referring to the Ben Yehoyada, explains it's referring to the people have died. You know, the neshamas left the body when the Shem spoke, it came back. The many nisim that took place, that was the one the Ben Yehoyada explains. Har Nisai Mibarle, then it should be Har Nisai, not Har Sinai. The letters are out of order. Not Sinai, Nisai. So Ella Har Shinasu Simin Tov Li Yisrael. It was Har Sinai, the Samich that he's referring to. It was a good simin for Klai Yisrael. This was the beginning of a nation growing in Torah. So Gemara says, if Har Sinai really was about a Simin Tov, it should be Har Simonei Mibarle, not Har Sinai. So Amr Le Rav Kanda says, my time alo shchichas kame the papa Rav Huna Brei the Rishua the Ma'ane Bagata. So Rav Kana asked the person, rather the individual, the rabbi, the Talmud Chacham, says to Rav Kana, why don't you learn next to Rav Papa and Rav Huna, who learn in depth about Agata when it comes to stories, things that are not related to Halacha, such as Kabbalah Satara, such as darshaning words. This is Agata. So why don't you learn by them and you'll know. You know the answer. The Rav Chista, Rabba Brei, the Rav Huna, the Amri Tavaya, both of them hold that my Har Sinai was Har Sinai me. Har Sheyardu Sina Lo'ov De Kochavim Alav. It's a mountain that brought about great sinna, hatred, and jealousy amongst to the Goyim. V'hainu Damar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Chamisha Shemos Yeshlo. There are really five different names of Har Sinai, Midbar Tzin, Shenitzavu Yisrael Alav, Tzin Lashon of Tzivoy, that we were commanded the Torah. Midbar Kadesh, it's called Shiniskatru Yisrael Allah. We were sanctified, we were given the Kedusha of Am Yisrael at that time. It was also called Midbar Kedemos, Shinina Keduma Allah. We were given that which pre-existed the world, namely the Torah. Midbar Paron, it's going on to now Pei Tesma Beis, the reference to Sheparu Rabu Alea Yisrael, that where we were Zohar to children. Take a look at Rashi, the top Rashi says, Sheparu Rabu, Techol Echad, Nisabur Ishto Zachar, B'mitzvos, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, everyone go back to your tents while Moshe says, stay here with me. But everyone else went back. There's Zocha to a child. There's Zocha to Puravu. So it's Midbar Param. Rashi says, V'lo Yadana Heichan Remiza. She says, I'm not really sure where this is hinted at. This is interesting. If you look here as well, the Gilin Hashas, Rikivi Egan on the side says, look at Brachos Chafhem Abeis, look at the Rashi there. And there Rashi also says he doesn't know where Pshat is. And the Rabbi Kvager lists a number of places throughout the Shas and the Torah where Rashi says, I don't know the answer, which is just a great reflection of humility of Rashi. When a person writes a sefer to say, I don't know the answer, shows a very high level of anivus. So each time Rashi says, lo yadana, Rabbi Kvager makes sure to point this out and refer back to that Rashi in Brachos Chaf Hei Mebeis, where the first time in Shas, Rashi in fact does that. So although he agrees to the point here, he just is not really sure how this is, fully hinted in the pasuk of Midbar Paran. Then the Gemara says that yet the fifth name of Har Sinai of that Midbar was Har Chorev. The Gemara says now it's Midbar Sinai Sheyarda Sina Lov Dekacham Alav, that it brought about hatred amongst the Goyim. So that's five different nicknames of Har Sinai. But Mashma, what was the actual name of Har Sinai? Chorev Shema. We refer to the Pirkei Avos called Har Chorev and other places as well. So Har Chorev was a name plus an additional five nicknames, which are all serving as to teach a different drasha. Upliga Rabbi Abo. Rabbi Abo argues on this. Dumber Rabbi Abo Har Sinai Shema. No, the real name was Har Sinai. V'lama Nikra Har Chorev. Why was the nickname Chorev? Sheyardu Churba Lovdi Kochavim Alava, because it brought about destruction to the idol worshippers. Because it's the first time the Torah said there's an Isser clearly in terms of Avodah Zarah, even though we have a dating back to the Shemitz B'nai Noach, you can't keep Avodah Zarah's Asr. In the end of the day, this added, I guess, further destruction to that of Am Yisrael, to Ovdei Kochavim rather. The Gemara now says further, and we're going back to a Mishnah we said a few days ago. The Mishnah we're describing, it seemed like a random list of things, like a person could bathe a child on the third day of the Milah. Getting to that Mishnah quickly, hold on and pay Vavim and Aleph. This Mishnah said that how do you know Pulat HaShech HaZera on the third day is still Tamei? So one of the things mentioned there was Minayin Shekoshin Lashon Shel Zuhuris Barosh Sari Mishalech. How do you know that you would tie a red string to the head of the Sari Mishalech, the goat that gets thrown off the cliff on Yom HaKippurim? And the Gemara invokes the pasuk of Shenemar Im Yu Chataichem Kashanim Kashelag Yalbinu. If your sins are going to be some type of shanim, which they call it, define as crimson, some material which is white, clean as white as snow. So then that indicates that the red string turns into white. That proved that Klai Yisrael was miskaper. So on this piece, the Gemara says Kashanim. What does mean Kashanim? It's like scarlet wool. Kishani Mibai. Kishani would be more appropriate in the singular. Why Kashani? Why multiple strings of wool? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar LeMakadosh Baruch Hashem says LeYisrael, Im Yuchat Eichem Kashanim Halalu, if your sins are going to be Kashanim, not like Shanim of Shania of wool, rather like years, like Kashanim Shesiduros Ubalos Meshesh Zimei Breshis Vanachshiv, if your sins are going to be in order, they're going to be constant, like the 6 days of the creation of the world, Kashel Yabinu, so then they will whiten like snow. So the Gemara then says further that Darish Rav says, "My dichsa, what does the pasuk mean? Lechuna v'nivacha yom Hashem. Let us go together, and Hashem will say, Lechuna bo na. It shouldn't be go. That says it should say come now. It should say come. So yomar Hashem, amar Hashem ibarle. That Hashem will say. It says no. Hashem says. So la'asid lava in the future. Yomar lehem akadosh baruch hu lishol." Hashem is going to say to Am Yisrael, "Luchuna etzal avosechem v'yochichu eschem." Go to your great great grandfathers and let them yell at you, let them rebuke you. The Yom Ruvfadav, they're going to say, "Ribono Shalom." They're going to say back to Hashem, "Etzal mina, who should we go to? Which avos? Etzal Avram, shemarti lo yado teda." So to Avram, that says yado teda, that you're going to know that your children are going to be gerim baretz. And Vilobikash Racham Malenu, and he didn't ask for Racham. He knew Osam, that we're going to be sent down to Mitzrayim, and Avram just listened. He didn't daven on our behalf. He didn't care for us. It doesn't really mean he didn't care for us, obviously. But Eitel Yitzchak, Shebirchas Esav, should we go next to Yitzchak, who had given a bracha to Esav, who has caused us so much harm throughout the generations, Vaya Kasher Tarid, that when he goes down, he's going to give his great aggression. And Vilobikash Racham Malenu, and didn't daven on our behalf. Etel Yaakov, Shemarteloi, we should go to Yaakov. I know Eiridim Chavitzrayim that Yaakov said, "I'm going to go down to you to Mitzrayim." And yet, even though he know he's going down to Mitzrayim to the descent of Avdus, Vobikish Racham Olenu, he didn't daven on our behalf. Etel Minelech Achshav, who should we go to? Who cared so much about the great great grandchildren that we should go to? So Etel Minelech Achshav, Yom Hashem, Hashem is going to respond. Amar LeMakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem will say to them, "Ho Uslisim Atzvechem Be, since you trust upon me, you look to me." If your sins are going to be in order, meaning you're going to admit, you're going to regret, you're going to turn away from the bad ways, like shanim kesuduros, like years of that are in order, then you are going to have them white like snow and cleaned and purified. So Amar Bishmur ben Nachmani, Amar Yonas on Ma'idich, said, "What's the possibility when it says ki ata avinu ki Avram liyadanu? Because you are our father, and Avram doesn't know." And Yisrael, Yaakov doesn't understand. Ata Hashem Avinu, you Hashem, you are Father Goleinu, may Olam Shemecha, you're going to redeem us. So Las Lava, the Gemara says, what's this referring to, this pasuk? Las Lava in the future, Yomer Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram. Hashem is going to say to Avram, Banecha Chatar Li, your children sinned. He's going to say to Avram, your great-great-grandchildren sinned. Amar Lefanav, Avram is going to say, Ribono Shalom, Yimachol Al Kedusha Shemecha. So wipe them out in the name of your Kedusha. So Amar, Amar Le Yaakov, Dehavale Tzar Gidol Banim. Maybe I'll speak to Yaakov. He experienced the pain of raising children and the difficulties they went through. Maybe he'll have more Rachmanos. Efshu Debar Rachmei Elai. Maybe he'll daven and prevent me from destroying my people. I don't want to destroy Am Yisrael, but I want to hear a good reason why not. So Avram felt we should be destroyed. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves over to Yaakov and says, you had Tzar Gidol Banim, maybe you could daven and protect him. Amar Lo, Hashem says to Yaakov, Banecha Chatu, your children and grandchildren have sinned. Amar Lefan of Yaakov says, Ribono Shel Olam, Yimachu HaKadusha Shemecha, erase them out of the protection and defense of your name. Amar Hashem says, Lo Bisave Time of Lo Bedarkei Aitza. We don't have any reasoning in the grandfather Avram, nor in the young ones. There's no advice amongst the young ones of Yaakov. So Amar Lo Yitzchak, he turns now to the middle child, to the middle avos, Yitzchak Avinu. Banecha Chatuli, your children have sinned. Amar Lefanav, Yitzchak Avinu says to Hashem, Ribono Shalom, Banai, Vlamanecha, they're my children, not your children. You're claiming that you're not their father. B'shashek dimul fanecha nasa l'nishma. The moment that this nation at Har Sinai had said the words nasa v'nishma, we're going to do even before hearing what it was, Karas lem bini b'chor, you refer to them as my children, my firstborn children. Achshe banai v'lo b'nech, but now you're saying they're my children, Yitzchak, and not your own. You're disowning them. V'od, moreover, kamachatu, how much did they sin? Come on, was it that bad? Kamashnosav shalom, how long did this man live for? Shivim shana lives for 70 years, the pasuk tells us. That's the average age of a man. Dal esim delo anshe alayu, delete subtract the first 20 years of life that we're not punished for those actions. And Pashut Lu Chamishim, we're left to 50 years. And Dal Esim Chamisha Delevasa. And subtract 25 years, because at nighttime, they're not doing anything. They're sleeping at night, so that's 50 down to 25. And Pashut Lu Esim Chamisha, now we have 25 years left. Dal Tarte Sre Palga, cut out 12 and a half of those years, the tsluye umechel udveis akise, where they're davening, where they're eating, and we're in the bathroom. Pashlo tarta sari palgo, left with 12 and a half years that they did sins, if they did sin, and how many they did of those years. But only 12 and a half years where it was only available for them to do sins. Much again, subtracting the sleep, and subtracting the eating, and subtracting the davening, and the bathroom. If you're able to hold on to all that, and withstand all that, that's great. Vimla, if not, pagalai upagalecha. So then, half should be on me, half on you. Let's split the pain. I'll take some of the pain of my children and grandchildren. Bim timsa lomar kulam alai. If you're going to say that all of them are my burden, and you're not willing to take ownership of your children, ha kravis nafshi kamech. I've already given myself to you, akedas Yitzchak. I've already sacrificed myself. Paschu v'amru, at that moment, Am Yisrael is going to open up and say, kiata avinu, you Yitzchak, you are our father. And Amrulem, the Yitzchak says to them, ad shatem mekalsin li, Kalsa Kaddish Baruch Hu, before you praise me and thank me, please thank Kaddish Baruch Hu. Umechve lel Yitzhak Kaddish Baruch Hu beinayu, Nisak Avinu will show them before their eyes that miyad nasu inayim lamarim, they look above to Shemayim, uvalmim ata Hashem Avinu, you Hashem are our Father, goleinu our Redeemer, me'olam Shemech. This is, of course, a very fascinating discussion here. From this discussion, the Chassam Sofer points out that in this calculation that people don't live during the nighttime, they're all sleeping during the nighttime. The Chassam Sofer, the beginning of Parshas Chayisar, has a beautiful explanation that tzaddikim and tzadikanios do, in fact, live balayla. Even when they're sleeping, they're really having ideas and everything's l'shem Shemayim. So he's talking about Chayisar there, and v'atakum ba'od layla, that in Eish Chay we say that tzadikanios, like sorry, Menu, but talking about Lila, even at nighttime they're getting up, even though maybe physically they're not up, but spiritually and mentally they're always thinking about what they can accomplish. Everything's L'Shem Shemayim. So he explains that Sarah Menu lived for 127 years, but she had a life by Yom and another life by Lila, because that's how a tzaddik and tzaddikas live. And that's what means Shnei Chayesara. Shnei means also two, says the Chassam Sofer, two. So this Gemara is talking about a regular person. But a tzaddik and a tzaddikas, they have a life both by Yom, Bein Balayla. They have a full 70 years, Bein by Yom and Bein Balayla. It's also a reference to David HaMelech, not for now, but David HaMelech also lived a life by Yom, a life by Laila. But this is itself a very fascinating Gemara. And now, halachically, or not halachically, but perhaps Derech Eretz, the Rambam talks about how a person should sleep. He says a third of the day should be slept. 8 hours a person should sleep. And there is a Rambam, Magid Rambam quotes this Rambam, that a person should sleep 8 hours. And he says, based on the Pasuk in Iyov, Yeshanti oz yanuachli, oz is the Gematria 8, in reference to 8 hours. Now the Malbim says this sugya sounds like a person sleeps every night, all night, for 12 hours, not 8 hours. It should be more than that. So in the end, the Malbim says it's not meant to be taken literally. Really, really, a person should only have to sleep 6 hours. 8 hours he thinks is too much. 6 hours he thinks is sufficient, even though the Gemara does indicate that there's 12 hours when a person sleeps. It's not meant to be taken literally in terms of a person's practice. 12 hours is a bit too much sleep for a person. Now the Gemara says further, right before the new Mishnah, the Amar Rabbi Chiya, Abba, Amr Yochanan, that Roy Haya Yaakov Avinu labored the Mitzrayim b'shalshalos shel barzel. Yaakov really should have went down to Mitzrayim in chains as a real Eved, and Elash Zechusu Garmelo, his great Zechuyos had protected him from going down with great dignity. The Chassam says Bechavle Adam Emshechem Bavosos Ava, that the ropes of a man will draw them down to Mitzrayim with the ropes of love. Veheya Lehem Kimrimi Al All al lichayim vat elav ochil, and I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, I will be to them as those who lift up the heavy burdens. I'll send them to you. In other words, he should have been brought down in chains and ropes, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu had protected him because of the great love he had. He didn't want to. As Rashi says, b'chavli adam b'shechibas adam, because the love I have for man, particularly Yaakov and his children, b'shachtem l'mitzayim b'chavalim v'lo b'shalshalos, in ropes, but not in chains. Okay. The new Mishnah begins now going back to, we're learning Masechet Shabbos here, not Masechet Matan Torah, but back to Masechet Shabbos. So we have here, going back to various items and the shiurim of items that one would violate for carrying in Rishus Rabbim. So the Mishnah says, Hamoti etim kedei levashel beita kala. A person carries enough wood that it takes to burn and cook an egg, so tavlin kedei letava beita kala, the amount of spices it takes to spice an egg. Rashi points out a beta kala is a reference to beta tarnagolus, which is very easily cookable. And then Mustafa and Zemzeh, he says that different types of tavlin, different types of spices can combine with each other, a little bit of salt and a little bit of pepper. Klipe agosim, klipe rimonim, is satis upua. When it comes to the shells, the outside, the peel of of walnuts and of pomegranates and other types of, they call it here, safflower or madder. This also, that would be a libel of chayiv, of chiv chadas, kedei litzpoven beged katan pi sivacha. If it's able to generate enough coloring, enough dye for a small cloth, for a pi sivacha, which is a type of hat that women would wear. That's a shir. Ashish pi sivacha is barosha sivacha shasa beklia nosim mat beged. On top of somehow when they would, weave their hair together, they braid their hair together, there's a little something they'd wear on top. That was a small piece of cloth that, if it was dyed by these things, enough of a color to dye that cloth would be chayiv chatas for carrying it outside. And that says further that meir glaim neser uboris kamolia v'ashleg, different types of urine and other soap, whatnot, that too, if you carry this outside, if it's kedei l'chabes beged katan pisvacha, if it's able to clean that small cloth that women would wear on top of the head. And Rabbi Yehuda omer kedei l'chabes akasim, enough to remove a stain. So this is the Mishnah. The Gemara now says, "Tanina chadazim." Now we already learned in the Mishnah, "Kane kedei la'asos kumas." That a kane reed, if it's a shear to make a quill, im haya av omerusos, if it's very thick or it's broken, so then it's not fit for making a quill because it's broken and cracked. But if it's the mount kedei levashu beitzah kalashu bebeitim and chufa unusunu beilpus, enough to cook an egg. So how come we're saying here eitzim, when it comes to wood, enough to cook an egg? It's the same thing by a kane that's broken or too thick. That's a piece of wood in essence. It's a kedei levashu beitzah kalah. So I repeat the din twice. So the Gemara says, "Mal the same, but what would you have thought? Hasim who did lo chadu the midday there by the reeds, it's not fit for anything, and therefore it's only if it's a shir kedei levashel beit akal. Aval eitzim the chadu lekacha dakalida, but wood has other functions. You're able to use it to make into the tooth of a key. Afilu kosher, so even maybe a small amount of eitzim should be enough, because what's needed to make a tooth of a key is very, very small compared to what's needed to make a beit akala. So perhaps by eitzim it should be even a smaller shear. Kamashlan, no. When it comes to eitzim as well, the shear that's needed is kedei levasho beit akala. The Gemara then says further, according from the Mishnah, tavlin kedei letavla beit akala, a seasoning, spicing enough to season an egg. Where Minu asks the Gemara, tavlin shnayim ushlosha shemos mimenechad, a person that's seasoning from two or three different types, or mishlosha minim two or three shemos from minechad, the same type, or three different types of spices. How do you define shnayim ushlosha shemos mimenechad? So Rashi says here, six lines up or so, beis ushlosha shemos pilpul lavan shachar v'arach or afilu min gimel minim. You have the same type of spice, all pepper, but there's white pepper, there's black pepper, there's long pepper. That's all the same spice, different shemos. Tosus takes issue. Tosus says no, he thinks otherwise. He thinks three shemos are different types of isurin, arla, kile kerem. It's not about the flavoring of it, but rather it's about the shemos of the isur that's involved. Why the isur is involved here, not for now, but either way, he says that the different types of shemos of one min or different types of minim. So the Mishnah says, as the Gemara quotes, umitzdarfin zem, that you could combine them together. And meaning you have a little bit of white pepper, a little bit of a black pepper. And the Gemara says, Vamar Chizkiah says, b'mini masika shaninu, this is referring to different types of tastings, hol v'ruin l'matik kader, since it's the fit to season the kader. So the Gemara says, time with the chadu l'matik is a kader, only because these different seasonings combine to make a very nice flavor for the pot. That's why you could combine them, halav hachilah. But if they don't, combine together to make a nice flavor, then one would not combine them to our shir. Meaning only if the seasonings work with each other. Not every season works with each other. But here the price is only that which has a nice mixture, nice flavor. Our Mishnah says we don't really care how they taste. If a person combines any type of seasoning, pepper, I don't know, garlic and paprika, let's assume it doesn't go well with each other, that would still be combined according to the Mishnah, but this brisa only works together if they actually have good flavoring when mixed together. And the Gemara says, Hachanami Chazalamatek. Here too, when the Mishnah says you could be mitzvah with the different types of tavlin, it's only true if they, in combined, when together, they do create a nice flavoring. But if when combined they don't taste nicely, then Einachanami, they would not be mitzvah. Okay, Mirta Hashem, we will continue this discussion tomorrow and finish this parak, I think, tomorrow, yes.